Good day.
Good morning. Good evening. Good afternoon. Depending on what time you are listening to this and where you're listening from, I like to greet you properly. So the time and day that I'm recording this is on a Saturday, and it's afternoon pretty much. But when you're listening to this, you know, of course, I greet you properly. And I'm not going to be on here long. I just wanted to have some small talk because it's been a minute since I've been on here. I've been on the road. I've been getting some travel time, some R&R in, which is definitely necessary. And today I'm going to finish that because, of course, as I've returned back to my home in Virginia, it's raining and it's cold. So I'm like, girl, I want the sun and the fun again. However, it's time to, you know, readjust and get back into the groove of things. And before I did that, I thought about you guys. I just wanted to stop by and have a small conversation and pray that you are encouraged, pray that you keep going, and pray that you ask the Most High to order your steps, because sometimes you can get in your own way. And we must understand that our life is not ours per se, especially when we are in the kingdom of God. Our life is His. So we got to make sure that our ways please Him in everything that we do. And today I'm taking one of those days to just evaluate some things and to put some things in perspective, because the days we live in, we must be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. And I wanted to encourage you today, because this could be for you today where you got to just sit down a little bit. You got to take a breather. And one of my first podcasts was Reboot. And you know, you can find that conversation on Miss Alexis on YouTube. But it's sometimes so necessary to evaluate where you are, to understand, you know, the position that you're currently in, so that you can make the right turn and make the right move. And for those of us that are children of the Most High, we have the opportunity to go before Him and ask Him to show us. And in order for you to hear Him, you're going to have to be in a right relationship with Him. No, not saying you got to be perfect. However, you will need to be in a position to where you can hear His voice. So I just wanted to encourage you, sis, today to keep going, stay inspired. No weapon that formed against you shall prosper, and understand that life is a journey. And as you go through this thing called life, you might as well win by living it on purpose. So I inspire you today. Keep going. You got this. You have come way too far to act like you ain't gonna keep going. And that might be for me on the replay, because this rain got me feeling some type of way, y'all. You know how the rainy days that hit you in the head and you be like, ugh. Why? Even though we need the rain waters the things that need to be watered. So understand, take this time and use this time wisely. If it just so happens to be a rainy day when you're watching this, I'm sorry, I say watching because it is shared on different platforms. But if you are listening to this live, my apologies, the microphone that went off, but yeah. You know, if you're listening to this live or if you're listening to it on the replay, it's definitely a message for you, because if you are in a transitional place, and you know, life is so full of transition. It's like you're doing one thing and then the next minute you're doing something else. But you got to be ready for those times to where things are changing, but you want to be in the right position, because every opportunity, everything that comes your way is not always for you. Sometimes it's to distract you from the plan that the Most High has for you. That's why I always say all money ain't good money, but I ain't gonna say the rest of it, but all money ain't good money, in other words. So I just say this to say, be encouraged and be inspired today. Keep going, sis. Like, and I know this is for me on the replay, because there's so many things that I'm working on right now to where I'm just like, all right, Father, which way do you see that is fit for me to go? And put your name in there, you know, ask the Most High to show you what is the right move to make so that you don't stay in the wilderness for 40 more years, you know, so you can get out of that place that you're currently in and get into the next thing that he's called you to do and or to enhance where he's taking you. So I ain't want to be too much on here, but I did want to say enough because we are living in the days where we cannot waste time. Wasting time is costing us a lot. Wasting time is the most expensive thing, and we can't keep wasting time. So if you were called to be who God has called you to be, and that may be a doctor, a singer, a lawyer, a mom, a wife, a caregiver, you know, whatever he showed you, that's where you start. You know, you got to start to know where, all right, Father, why do I keep seeing this? And why does this keep coming in my brain? However, the life that's before me is not what it is. So when you start seeing these things, that is where you're supposed to go. If God keeps showing you bodies, and when I say bodies, this is for the, from the perspective of the healthcare industry, whether you be a doctor, a nurse, a lawyer, a doctor, a nurse, a sitter, whatever it is, if God keeps showing you that thing, that's most likely the direction that you're supposed to be going in. Why? Because he's preparing you for what is to come in your life, but you just have to answer the call. Now, sometimes the thing that God has called you to be in, you will be kind of passionate about it, but then a part of you will be lacking in an area that makes that thing amazing. So, in other words, you might be a doctor, like you're called to help the sick, you're called to, you know, touch those that are not feeling good, but you don't like to talk to people. So that area where you don't like to talk to people is where God is going to strengthen you, is where God is going to fill in that weakness that you can't do without him. Like, seriously, this is how the Most High works. If you're one that's questioning who you're called to be, I don't know who this is for today, but this is definitely for somebody, or it could be for me on the replay, because in order to know the will and the purpose that God has for your life, you must understand how he speaks to you. You got to know, is it him or is it your flesh? One thing that's going to tell you, and this is a super nugget right here. Get your pen, get your paper, and or, you know, record this or screenshot, whatever you got to do to remember this thing. When you are trying to understand if it's God or if it's you, if it don't line up according to his word in all areas, then it's you. He don't make no mistakes. That's one thing about his word. His word is true. So if you're doing something and he says in his word that the outcome of that thing will be death, which means that it's 9 times out of 10 a sin, then that means that that's something you shouldn't be doing. So understand that. And I know some people get offended, which is why the kingdom of God is not for everyone, because those that love him understand chastising is to strengthen you and it's to sharpen who he's called you to be. Not saying that you're going to be perfect, but understanding how to hear and know if it's the will of God for your life. One, it's got to line up to his word. Now, lining up to his word does not always necessarily mean lining up to the Western society of things. So we got to understand the difference. There are the laws of the land and there are the laws of the word. Yes, he said we should obey the laws of the land. That is only when it does not contradict his word. So I just want to encourage you today, sis, you know, get in your word, get, you know, take some time to sit down, take some time to reevaluate where you are, take some time to celebrate you. And then after this day of taking some time, it is definitely time to get some stuff done. Write out your planner. Let's talk. You know, if you need to have a conversation, I am definitely a conversation away. You can visit me at howbaddoi.com. We can sit there and talk about you so we can get you back on track. But one thing we not going to do is make no excuses in 2024 when we have robots that is doing everything. You know, we've got fake food. We've got the internet shutting down. It's so much stuff that's going on that if you're not in your purpose, you will be distracted. So visit me again on howbaddoi.com. I do offer payment plans if that's something that you need to get you in the conversation. And then I'm also going to be doing some group coaching, which will be a little bit cheaper. And we can all have a conversation as women together. This will be virtual. It will be her class, but it's going to be a little different. So stay tuned for that. We're going to work on that because us ladies, we need to inspire each other, especially when you're working on your purpose, because the people that have got you to this point, 9 times out of 10, only like 2 or 1 of them is going with you, because everybody's not putting in the work to get to the next level. So if you know that you're set apart, if you know that you want to change your life, if you know that you don't want to do the things that everybody else around you is doing, and you're called to bigger, to better, to more, it's time to get it done. It is time to stay focused, and definitely visit howbaddoi.com and, you know, call me. Set up a conversation with me. And if that is too much, definitely send me contact information on the website, because it's just me and one other admin that is checking those messages. So I'm still super hands-on. So definitely hit me up. It's time to talk. And it's time to win. It is 2024. It is already March. How wild is that? It was just January. It is already March. What are you doing? What are you doing differently? Have you really started making changes in your life, or are you just, you know, talking about it? Or are you just trying to look good for social media? It's really time to win. It's time to, when you go lay down in your bed, you actually get rest. Okay? It's time to get your rest back. It's time to have that peace that passes all understanding. It is time to win on purpose. So, again, I pray that y'all can tell from the beginning of this conversation to now the end, my energy definitely is lifted. Why? Because I'm doing what I'm called to do. When I get on these conversations to talk to you, this is what God has called me to do. I inspire you through the words that He's given me. And I get excited. Like, this is what gets me going. This is what keeps the blood in me pumping. So you got to find that thing that works for you. And if what I'm doing is what you called to do, I can help you get here. Let's do it. Let's win together. It ain't no, it's enough room at the table. Why? Because if God gave you the gift, how can somebody else tell you it ain't enough room for you? Who are they? They don't have a heaven or hell to put you in, whoever they are. Okay? So again, be inspired. It's time to win. It's time to go. Let's get it. No excuses. Forget all that extra stuff. You ain't got time to be stressed out and falling out. It's too much. You don't need to be doing none of that. So again, I inspire you to win on purpose. I thank you for listening. Make sure you pray for the person in front of you or the person behind you. Whether you're in the car or in the store, you never know. Your prayer may change and or save their life. Also, smile at somebody. Smiling is a gift. Everybody can't smile. And when they can't, they have to pay for that. So God gave it to you for free and you don't even use it. Smiling is a gift. Keep smiling at people. We need them smiles. I love it when I'm out and I smile at somebody and they smile back. Like, it's definitely a gift. So, again, I'm getting off of here. I'm about to get back into my zone of relaxation and reboot. You know, I definitely have, some things that I want to work on. Just read, write, and pray, and get in the presence of the Most High, because it's nothing like His presence. And when you don't get in His presence and you have a relationship, you feel the difference. Since you already know what you need to do. You sitting there worried about this, this, and that, and especially Him and all that extra stuff. And all you're supposed to do is get in the presence of your Creator. And He gonna comfort you. He gonna show you what to do. He gonna show you how to move. So be inspired, y'all. Okay, it's time to get in the presence of the Most High. Get in your word today. That's all I'm saying. Don't be worried about what everybody else got going on. Get in your word and ask Him to show you you. Ask Him to help heal your heart. Ask Him for all of that. Why? Because we have not because we ask not. So Let me not get super deep, but I'm excited. I'm about to get in my word. I don't know. I'm feeling kind of like I want to study a little bit about David, because David's heart was so serious. Like, his heart was, it was so kind, but because he was a warrior, he also dealt with that, you know, to where he had power. Being a warrior gives you power. And but his heart was in the right condition, but he always dealt with so many attacks on different angles because of his heart. So I think I might be studying David today. I don't know, because Daniel be sounding real promising too, because your girl got to work on her eating. I don't mind being thick, but I don't like being uncomfortable. So, you know, and Daniel always reminds us of how we should eat. It ain't no fast. It's how we should be eating, period, because that's how the kids of the Most High, I mean, not kids, I don't like to say that word. That's how the children of the Most High used to eat back in the day, because it lined up according to his word, which was why the people lived to be 400, you know, like, so I don't know. Might be reading Daniel and David today. It's going to be one of them types of days. But until next time, I hope y'all get in y'all word. I look forward to, you know, meeting you guys. I look forward to spending time with you all in class. And I can't wait to have some more conversations. You know, please feel free. If you don't want to talk to me, Lady V is also available for consultation calls. And y'all know she going to give you the wisdom. She going to pour all that in there. Okay? So, again, until next time, I love you and good day.